Hey there, wild ones, big and small. Welcome to Wildfire Roundtable, the part of the Wildly Intentional podcast where families gather round to hear stories, spark ideas, and dive into conversations that matter. Have you ever wondered what Fridays felt like before Netflix? Let's talk about the phrase, thank God it's Friday, or TGIF. When we heard that, it wasn't just nostalgia. It was rhythm. In the 80s and 90s, TGIF wasn't just a mood. It was a movement. Did you know that TGIF was the number one Friday night lineup in the US for over a decade? It brought in over 25 million viewers weekly. Shows like Full House, Family Matters, Boy Meets World, and Step by Step weren't just TV. They were our family nights. And that's what we wanted to bring back as a wolf pack. Something for our kids to look forward to. Not just mindless binging, but presence, connection, and a shared experience. Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional, the show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come with a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, maverick mom of three, maker, family culture builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. I want to tell you a little love story, a story about pizza. Seriously, pizza. Back when Tom and I were dating, we used to make pizzas with my uncle at a winery. And one night, right after cleaning up from a full night of sauce-splattered fun, and actually a promotion same day for me, Tom proposed. Pizza has always been a part of our story. So if we fast forward a few years, life got loud, full, fast. We decided we need to bring pizza back. Not delivery, not frozen. Every Friday night, we rolled up our sleeves, we made dough, and we started a tradition. At first, it was just fun. But now, it's sacred to us. If you've ever recorded your favorite song off the radio onto a cassette, or counted down to 9 p.m. when your friends could start making long-distance phone calls, or had JTT on your folder, and I'm not talking about Justin Timberlake, then yes, you might be a 90s kid. And if you're trying to raise those kinds of kids now, you're in the right place. Tom and I miss the 90s, and we're not ashamed to say it. What we want for our kids is what we felt back then. Real connection. Family-centered stories. Less noise and more meaning. And that electric feeling of, it's almost Friday night. TGIF wasn't just a lineup. It was a lifestyle. These shows, they felt like families that we were a part of. You remember the jingles? Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, an evening TV. How did I get to live in here? Somebody tell me, please. This old world's confusing me. With clouds as mean as you've ever seen. Ain't a bird who knows your tune. Then a little voice inside you whispers, kids, don't sell your dreams so soon. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go, there's a heart, there's a heart. A hand to hold on to. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go, there's a place of somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look, when you're lost out there and you're all alone, a light is waiting to carry you home. That was super out of tune, but I hope you heard the words. That is the beginning of Full House. And if they felt like that was true in the 90s, man, today, does that really hit you? We would hear these words and we would sit down knowing we were about to get hit in the heart with humor and family values. We grew up on shows like Bill Nye the Science Guy, who made science explode. LeVar Burton, who made reading feel like time traveling. Commander Mark, who gave us imagination and pencil power all the time. And Mr. Rogers, who reminded us that kindness was a superpower. These shows made you want to try something after watching. They were medicine to us as kids. They made us curious, kind, brave. That's the energy we're reclaiming. Maybe Wildfire Roundtable should be the new age TGIF. You know, we don't even have a TV mounted on our wall here at home. Ours lives in our closet. When we roll it out, it's an event. The kids prep the pizza. We lay out a blanket on the floor and eat picnic style. And when my kids realize that Tim, the Tool Man Taylor, is the voice of Buzz Lightyear, Buzz joined us for TGIF a couple of weeks. We laugh when Urkel snorts. We cheer for DJ Tanner. We have real belly laughs and real conversations. We didn't bring TGIF into our lineup to escape our week. We brought it back to celebrate together. This isn't about screen guilt. It's about ritual and reclaiming anticipation in a binge on demand world. So now, I want to bring in the people that helped shape this tradition for our family, my husband and our kids, because they're the heartbeat of this. So we'll start with Tom. What's one thing from the 90s that's forever burned into your brain?
Ooh. So many things. All the jingles. I think you gave a great rendition. The Full House.
I don't know about that.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you could literally do it all. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh.
I know, right?
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
I forgot that.
That's such a good one. But what's funny is when they turn on, like, you could easily pick and remember all the lyrics as they play. For me, it was rollerblading. Rollerblading was huge. Bike riding on BMX bikes. That was whatever you could jump, whether it's a curb or a tree root or anything.
Wait. I'm thinking too, like a yard rocket. What was that called?
Lawn darts?
Totally.
Lawn darts were the... That was everything.
Oh my gosh. There was a level of risk in the 80s and 90s.
100%.
That was just like,
you could either win or impale your friend.
Yeah, the whole, you're fine, right? Okay. Was there anything that you really looked forward to as a kid in the 90s?
It was TGIF, no doubt. I mean, like you said, it's the anticipation throughout the whole week of like, man, is it Friday yet? Can't wait for Friday. Because you knew that, okay, you got home from school, and in a couple hours, it was going to be dinner time, and it was going to be the start of TGIF. And the networks that it, I don't know if it was networks or network, but whenever it was on, I mean, they did a great job of the intros and the commercials. I mean, if you are our age, you know exactly that time and of your life, and everything about it was focused on TGIF. And that's what was so great about it, is because that anticipation I look forward to now. When we reintroduced this, I can't tell you that throughout the week how many times I'm like, sweet, tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, I think everybody looks forward to it. But I remember laughing as a kid to a lot of these episodes, but now we are laughing hard because it's like, it's hitting us again.
As parents.
As hilarious.
And adults.
Yes.
You get totally different levels of humor that they had.
Yeah.
And you can resonate with the characters differently. As a kid, I resonated with the different, you know, kids or the teenagers or whoever in the episodes, and not necessarily the parents. But now I'm like, man, those parents, they're hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing too is like, you know, I remember in the 80s and 90s, like caring for all my Nano Pets and Giga Babies. And then,
oh yeah, yeah.
And just can't wait to get home and see JTT on the TV, you know, like, oh, it was so good. So I think we should pull the kids in here. It might get a little crazy, but I want to hear what they love about TGIF. So let's get our little kiddos in here.
All right.
Come on. What do we do on Fridays that you love?
I love in Full House that Uncle Jesse says, just tell the story, huh?
Uncle Jesse's pretty funny, isn't he?
Yeah. And also he says, Dad, what is it? Had mercy.
And you like Urkel's little snorts, don't you?
I do it.
Totally. How about for you, Sissy? What do you love?
Full House.
Full House is a family favorite, isn't it?
And the pizza. And also I like pizza too. And hamburgers.
Yeah, sometimes we change it up and do hamburgers, don't we?
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you guys want to say about TGIF?
Also, I love Uncle Joey. I love him. He cracks me up a lot.
Is there anything you want to say?
I like Tim the Toolman Taylor.
What is it about Tim that you think is funny?
How he always goes to Wilson when he needs help.
What about Wilson is interesting to you?
You never get to see his face.
Oh, I heard you through the headphones. This is really, really fun.
Anything else you guys want to share about this tradition for our family?
Do you look forward?
I'm forward to Star Wars.
Star Wars have nothing to do with this, bro.
Yeah.
I love Star Wars.
We can't wait for TGIF.
Same to me, too. This is funny.
Good job. Thank you, guys.
Also, I want to share one more thing.
What do you got?
I love Mom and Dad.
We love you, too. We love that. Like, we have reasons to laugh all the time. And these sayings, now have mercy, are becoming a part of our house again. So you can see why Fridays are something that we protect and something that we build around. And with spring here, our TGIF is already starting to evolve. We're still doing pizza right now. But maybe it'll be around a bonfire or a blanket under the stars. The point isn't the show. It's the rhythm and the presence. So let's start a spark. This is your challenge for the week. Find a way to bring your own version of TGIF into your home. You could try making pizza from scratch, pull out an old family favorite movie, let your kids pick a show from the 90s, You could hear one of the favorites here is Full House, or play a board game, things like Candyland or Uno. Make it cozy. Make it meaningful. Make it yours. Kids, ask your parents what they did on Friday nights as kids. You heard Tom and I talk about things that we loved. Ask your parents what things they remember. What is one tradition you can bring back or begin that gives your family something to look forward to? It might not be Friday, but is there a different day and tradition that you could protect? It doesn't have to involve a TV. Find what works for your family, talk about it at dinner, and give it a try. And if you're already starting to think about what are you going to do with those long summer days, don't worry. We've got a fun wildfire adventure coming your way soon. Think stories, sparks, and a family challenge. I would love to hear how your family runs with this spark. Tag @wildlyintentional or send me a DM, especially if someone in your family had a big idea or belly laugh. Go make some memories this weekend. Share some laughs. Stay rooted. Be brave. And live wildly intentional.